Hello there, it's Phil Butler again with another Audio Boo, and joining me tonight is Alistair Barry. Hello, Alistair.
Hello, good evening.
We are in Cyprus.
We are.
We've had a lovely time, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been grand.
Yeah. You've done a few gigs for the CSE shows, which is the services entertainment.
I have, yeah.
And we're out here in Cyprus. This is the first one you've done for the guys here in Nicosia at Lego
Palace. Yeah, I've done the decompression ones a few times, but yeah, this is the first one here, and yeah, I think we had a good time.
And do you love it?
It was a good show. What was interesting was the, as usual with these guys, you know, the stuff that you've written that they've given you, they love because they're all together and you're taking the piss out of their mates. So,
yeah.
And, you know,
I mean, think that's what they like the most.
They do,
it?
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, if you go off on stuff, it can be, the material can be as good as you like, but if, you know, someone set their hair on fire called Debbie Bush, I mean, a burning bush, but you know, you just say again, yeah, I can write as many great jokes as I want, nothing's going to be funnier to these guys than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right.
And what was nice
there
tonight,
was a few little bits, weren't there?
Well, the thing is, I was very lucky because when we went out for dinner last night, I was sitting, you only won a couple along from me, but I had a guy next to me who just went, oh, there's this, oh, and there's this, and there's this, and he gave me enough stuff.
So much ammunition.
I actually was able to just, you know, I sat down today just for 20 minutes and went through it. So I remembered it and about four bits. And then, and this was lucky, they gave me a letter because there was a cuddly toy, Joe the Tiger, that had gone AWOL.
Yeah, this belonged to a guy called Sergeant Fleet.
Fleet, yeah, yeah.
Sergeant Fleet has got a
Joe,
tiger.
Joe the Tiger.
Joe which the has Tiger. Been, little this, fluffy tiger.
It's been removed and has since been pictured all over the island, and I think even he's made it back to London and gone clubbing. I mean, he's gone everywhere.
Well, this is what's going to happen now. He's going to go back, I think, with us.
Well, I met the QM, the quartermaster, who said to me that he actually got some other pictures, and there was one of Joe the Tiger shaved with nipple rings. It's gone a bit far. But they gave me that letter at the end, which just, as you know, like doing a callback, when you call back to a joke,
it's a
the audience thing. Love it because they sort of think that you're congratulating them on remembering something. And I had a whole letter they'd given me, which I then embellished on top. Mm. So that meant the show had a lovely, lovely shape.
That's quite a ballsy thing to do, you know. I was going to say this to you. That's quite a ballsy thing to do, to get a letter that's written by somebody else about something that you've written a joke for and to end your set with it.
Well,
That's a very ballsy thing to do.
I knew that, because I'd done that running joke about Captain Lindell, who was very camp. Right. And so that had been a running joke, and I came on...
Is this the guy who was going around going, soldiers?
The one. The one who was actually... talking to him about the buffer zone and stuff, he was really interesting and informative, but when he had... He's one of those people... Nice guy, but when he had comics and dancers and musicians around... He slightly came up, like, he had to perform a bit, which was just funny. And that was, you know, it was all fairly good-natured stuff we were doing. But because I had that, and I pretended, when I walked on and said about Joe the Tiger, and I'd had him up my arse because he'd been everywhere else on the island. And so to have that and then put that in at the end with that, I just knew it was going to work, really. And you
absolutely.
Do sometimes with things
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the buffer zone. That's, to explain to the listeners who might not know... 1974,
Phil, as you found out repeatedly when you tried to give us a bit of a tour and managed to get the date wrong. Yeah.
What happened was there was a big conflict between the North and the South.
Between Greek and Turkish Cypriots, in Nicosia.
And now there's like a no man's land.
It's like a ghost town, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it was a really fascinating tour, actually, I really enjoyed it.
But we get a little tour all the way through it there, and absolutely fascinating, all the little bits of info you get about it. I wanted to just mention Edinburgh. You've been up there a few times, but you're not there this month.
No.
But you have been following the story up there.
Yeah, a bit, following the reviews. You know, all your mates are up there, we all know each other, so you do follow what's going on. Yeah.
So tell us, who's making waves up there?
Well, to be honest, someone said a very, I can't remember who it was, but very wise thing, said it's now become a month-long audition for panel shows. And you look at, and maybe it's because, you know, we've been going a little bit longer than, no one's quite the new young thing. But there's Nick Helm guy I've never seen, but I hear he's good. He's been nominated.
Maxwell.
Maxwell, it's nice to see Maxwell, because Maxwell's been around a long time and he's superb, which is, you know, nice to see doing topical stuff, which is what I do. So there's, because they always complain there's no topical stuff. And then you go, well, if you go and see the topical comics, you might actually get some.
Yeah.
So I hope Maxwell does well. Josh Widdicombe's on to watch. So it's Edinburgh, you know, it's everyone just, you know, the comics talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
How much it matters in the grand scheme of things, I don't know, but I'll probably be there next year.
Oh, I hope so. Give us a website before we go.
AlistairBarry.com.
Alistair, it's been absolutely brilliant to speak to you
and you too,
brilliant
my friends.
Working with
and
you.
And you too.
And we'll catch up with you again another time. I hope to see you at the Giggle Inn, and maybe we can do a proper green room.
Lovely, I would love to.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.